Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Lamed. Picking it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 5 lines down. Wow. Zakte le Gemara Tanana. Some of a Mishnah in Temura.
Temura is if you have an animal that's hektish, and now you decide you want to transfer the kedusha from this cow to another cow. Then what happens? The original cow retains its status, and the new cow also becomes kedusha as well. So it doesn't really work. Meaning it works, but it doesn't remove the kedusha from the first one. Our mission now that we're going to be talking about is, let's say you have in front of you a animal which is not kedush. You have two kedush ones in front of you. One's, let's say, lamashal, an ola, and one's a shlamim. And you say, this one is for both of those. It's going to be a substitute for both of those. Interesting situation. What do we do?
One who says it's more ola shlamim, says shehimid, hamid behemas chulin, etzel shtayim, achas ola v'achas shlamim, v'amarei zu tmuras ola tmuras shlamim.
This one is going to be a tmura for ola and for the shlamim. What happens now? Says the Gemara, raise it tmuras ola, divrei Rabbi Meir.
And Meir says it will be a tmuras ola. Rashi says, raise it tmuras ola, kastafas asher nishon, then kedusha, chala, kedusha.
You know, the first lashon you said was ola, so it takes on the status of an ola, and kedusha is going on kedusha.
That is, raise ola, tmuras ola, raise it tmuras ola, divrei Rabbi Meir. Zaki zaki Meir.
Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, im lekach neskavin tchila,
if he initially decided to say this, since you're not able to go ahead and say two things at exactly the same time, you have to do one before the other, his words are kayam, and what happens? Both of them actually take on the kedusha on that animal. It says, v'tira, v'timkar,
what do? You leave it until it goes ahead and walks around till it gets a mum, then you sell it and use half the money for the ola and half of the money for the shlamim, because it does take on the effect.
If let's say at the time he said harezu tmuras ola, v'nimlach v'amar harezu tmuras shlamim, that she just minds the shlamim, harezu ola, it's going to be an ola. That means even Rabbi Yossi is going to be maskim that that's going to be an ola, because you can't go and change it once it took on the ola status.
Yibaylo, fact the Gemara, harezu tmuras ola shlamim. Let's say somebody says that this is a, you know, this animal sitting over here, I'll be for an ola or a shlamim. This time he didn't break up as tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. Says Rashi, mi amrin and had the polygram mayor, v'amr tafas lashon rishon, mishum da amr tmura, tmuras, shtei trezimni. Does your mayor argue and say that it's only going to be an ola because he didn't say, because he split it up as tmura this and tmura that? V'havali ken nimlach, like he changed his mind, aval hacha, amr tmuras ola. V'shlamim chad dibur, who it's considered one dibur, v'tar vayu chay, they both are mechal. Odilma tovas lashem rishon li'olam, upashta kedushas ola bekula, v'sulo asa shlamim b'chayli. Or do we say that, no, we go with tovas lashem rishon all the time, that's what we go with, and it's spread out to the animals on ola, and you're not able to go ahead, shlamim is not able to take hold. Ibailu, hariz the tumor sola v'shlamim, what is going to be the din in such a situatia? Lechatze or lechatzo smal. What happened if you said let this be halved as for half, you know, for an ola and for a shlamim? What would Rameir say? Does he say at least in that case that both of them take effect or not? Right? This is intim salome pashta kedusha ola bekula. Let's see. Say does that is what happens? Amar harizu behem azu lechatzos laolam. Pardon laola ula ushlamim my. What do we say now? Hi, chad diburahu, the ain ze chal below ze. You have one chal without the other. Odilma, kevin the pashta bepalga, since Ola like spread in half of it, pashta bekula spreads to all of it. Velos yishlamim bechayli, and the shlamim part doesn't affect at all. Amar abaye, beha vadim odor mer. No, in that case with the chatzi thing, for sure mer is going to be mode, is going to agree that both of them take effect. Rav Amar. Adai Mechalkas. No, Rava says, no, it's the Mechalkas. He's going to say, even in that case, only the first one's going to take effect. In our case, we said it's going to be an Ola.
Amar Rava l'Abaye. So Rava, who was that second opinion, says, so the Machlokas, he says to Abaye, who says that Remeir is Moda, the Didacht Amar Bahav Vade Moda Remeir, Hare Shchita. You see, he agrees that both of them are going to be Kadosh. What about the case of our Mishnah by Shchita, when you have two intents, you know, for after its time and for out of its place? This is like a case of halved. And yet we find that they are in that Mishnah, they argue whether both of them take effect or only the first one does. So you see, it should be here also. That they taka argue with one another. Amarle says back, Mi savert in shchita el levasof. Do you think that the act of shchita is only at the beginning of the shchita? The issue of shchita mitchila levasof, shchita is from the beginning to the end. Mishnah Seinu Da'amar Simen Rishon Chutzazmano. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the first Simen, he was saying Chutzazmano out of its time, and Simen Sheni Chutzam Koma out of its place. So they're totally different circumstances, two separate things that are going on over there. And that's what they're arguing over. Ha! Harei. Okay, but Robert says back, but Harei Kemitza. What about Kemitza? Which means if you have kemitza when you separate by the karma mincha, and if you do it with a double whammy of outside of its time, outside of its place, the luchi lachatzos dummy, there's no two simanim over there. They also like to have to plead in that they argue over there, right? But whether both of them take effect, only the first one does. So here also, no hasam nami, they're also sheikter kometz mincha chutz lezmano. That's where he burned a kometz. Of the mincha, with a having in mind out of its time, and komets levona chusam komo. Then the komets of the levona with the outside of its place. So it's actually two separate things. Are komets the mincha schote? What about the komets of a mincha schote, the sinner's mincha, like a levona by day? There's a mincha with the upligi, and they argue in that case. It says back to him, lo pligi. Nope. They actually don't argue in that case. In the case of when it's only one thing. By the Milchus Chote, so not really looking very good for you. Amar Avashiva says, Imtim Salam Pligi, if you want to say the Rehud and Chachamim are arguing, even in the case of the Milchus Chote, Pligi Bepsius, they're arguing in reference to steps. It wasn't done at one moment. As he's taking one step, he said it's going to be out of its place, another step out of its time, and that's what they're arguing. There's different situations. Rav Shimi bar Ashi Masni Kedabaye. He taught court like Abaye that Remeir is going to be masking in the case of halves, that they both take effect. Rav Huna bar Nasan Masni Kedarave, that he argues even in that case. Okay, period. Now, Ki Asar Avdimi Amar. When Rav Dimi came, he said, came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Meir is saying his opinion in reference to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Tfos Lashon Rishon, who says that you go according to the first Lashon, the Tamar Lutana Mishnah, Amra Yehuda, Zeaklau, Im Machshavas Azman. Kadmas machshavas hamakom. If zman came before makom, then pigol v'chayv malav kares. It's going to be pigol v'chayv kares because you had zman and pigol is but zman, and therefore, and that's tlashim nishan. Beep, turn the page. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says back. I v'ha Rabba bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan ki magas lehu Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi ba'de adadi lo pligi. If you want to join together Rabbi Meir and Yosi in that Mishnah, then it turns out they're not arguing. They're saying the same thing. Both of them are masking that we don't take hold of the first expression. So Rav Meir doesn't follow Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. And we'll see what exactly the machlokas would be. Velo pligi. And I'm sorry, velo pligi? Says Rav Dimi, velo pligi? What, and they, do they not disagree? Vaha miflek pligi. Of course they disagree. You have the Ola, a Tamura for an Ola, and one for a Shlamim, whether or not, takes effect of one of them or both of them, clearly they argue. Amar Lei says, no, Pligi be my Pligi. disagree about things that they disagree, straight up. But they don't disagree in things that they don't disagree in. Right? So yes, of course there are places that they disagree. They certainly do have disagreements about the specific case that they spoke about, right? That if this one is designated as a tamura for an ola and a tamura for a shlamim, and in that case that the person's intent is by what his words are. However, they don't disagree about the general idea of whether it's tofes loshen rishon or not. Everyone's maskim when it's clear that the person intended from the outset to make both, we go with his intentions. We don't give, we go according to like the first thing to the expression. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Akom Odom Heichad Amar Tachol Zu VeAcher Kach Tachol Zu. One said this and then that. Everyone agreed that the second one means nothing. Lo Tachol Zu El Im Kain Chalo Zu Tachol Chayil. Everyone says that's going to be Chal. Keep Liga. Where they argue, Damar Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. And we say, how do we understand that? Rabbi Meir Savar Midahavu Le Namer Tmuras Ola Veshlamim. He didn't say that. Must mean the Amar Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Shema Mina Mehadar Kam Hadar. He like switched on his words. Therefore, he go by the first lashon. Rabbi Yossi Amar. He says, no, no. Amar Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Hava Mina Palga Tmuras Ola Palga Tmuras Shlamim. I would think it's half and half. Lahachi Amar. Therefore, since he did want the to be done, he said Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Let me to Kula Ola Kula Shlam. It's all in all, Shlomo, we take both of these things. Amar Leis, he says to Abaye, who Amar lo pligi? Rabbi Bechana said that Remei Rossi don't disagree in reference to whether we take we're toughest Lashon Rishon or not. No, I mean a pligi, but I say they actually do disagree about whether or not we say that. To sum this up, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that a person's first expression, we're tough as Lashon Rishon. Even he intended from the beginning to say both things. It's Rav Dimi that, it's Rav Dimi's opinion that Remeir also agrees with that. Rabbi Chanu, however, says that Remeir's view is unrelated to that of Rabbi Yehuda, just the opposite. It's similar to that of Yossi, and he goes according to Lashon Rishon only in the case where the second one is just trying to take back the first one. Efshar yadin chavrin bavla. Maybe our friends from Bavel, they know the correct text of the later case of the Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue with the Pigel takes effect. Kizayis tanan? Did it say in a Kizayis tomorrow, or a Kizayis outside of its place? Kizayis tanan? It said both. Kizayis tanan. Aval kizayis u kizayis devar kol eruv machshavos havi. Do we say that kizayis tomorrow and kizayis out of its place, and therefore we can learn out that only concerning that case of Yehuda going to go with the Lashon Rishon and say that there's going to be pigol because he says out of its time. But kizayis u kizayis, everyone's going to agree that it's an eruv machshavos, and therefore pigol doesn't work. Right, the first one is being the toughest Lashon Rishon, so therefore it's pigel, and they don't care what it came afterwards. But the second one would be kizayis ukizayis. We combine them together, and therefore it wouldn't be pigel. Oh, Delmar, maybe kizayis ukizayis. Then it says kizayis ukizayis. Rabbi Yehuda prata habi, and his teaching is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even this is considered two separate expressions, and that we go according to the first one. The culture king kizayis kizayis, and certainly if it says kizayis kizayis. Tashima, let's take a look. Rashi says the kizayis ukizayis tan v'kolchikin kizayis kizayis. Said the lashon of Mishnah says ukizayis, and certainly if it says kizayis kizayis, it's going to be, kolchikin. It's looked like two separate things, and we go over the first one. Tashima, let's take a look and see that that's the case, like we just saw Rashi. Yeah. And the Yehuda would certainly say it's by the other case. The ba minele v'mi Rabbi chishev lechol kizayis lamacha b'chutz ma'u. Let's just have that in mind. They're going to eat a kizayis out of its place. Manana tomorrow. What's going to be the dinner according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei zu she'ela. Ooh, this is a good question. Rashi says b'nichusa she'ela gedola shad. Ooh, you're asking a big question. Erev machshavas havi. The answer is, it's Erev Machshavos, which is a feel of Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And pigel doesn't work, doesn't happen. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, lo mishasenihi? Isn't this is a mashma from our Mishnah? Lechol kizayis b'chutz kizayis lamachar. The Mishnah says if someone
had a mind to have a kezayis b'chutz and a kezayis amacher, kezayis amacher, kezayis b'chutz, kezayis b'chutz, kezayis amacher, kezayis amacher, kezayis b'chutz, pasul ve'im b'karis, it's pasul and there's no karis, which is saying that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees only in this case where the machshavos are two separate kezayisim. But in other case mentioned by Levi, where both machshavos were the same one, it's going to be considered like it's mixed together, mixing of machshavos, even according to Behuda, and pickle does not happen, since this is Masha in the Mishnah, so why are you praising Levi for asking it? So Rabbi said, who shall be Dvar Chachma? He asked me a Chachmistic question. Says Rashi, from my Asnise. He's asking a very good question based on the version of the Mishnah I taught him. Atam from Mishnah Senu, and you're saying that it's Mashan our Mishnah based on the version of the Mishnah that I taught you. Lididach das nichl tarte lokashlach. To you, I taught this machlokas between the Chum and Buda in regard to both cases, that of a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis outside, and a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis outside. So kezayis tomorrow, kezayis, kezayis, and kezayis. There's no kasha. Because it's mashma, right? It's very clear. I'm sorry, in the version of the Mishnah that they're arguing, as a machlokes b'Yehuda, the Chachamim pertains only to those cases, but not the case in which the two intents were for the same one. L'diday, the lowest nisnisei elachada, I didn't teach them both of those. I only taught one. V'shamina l'rabbana d'kogai sitarti, yet you heard the Chachamim who are saying the machlokes in both cases, according with the one that I taught you, a question came to which one was correct. That question led Levi to a suffix about the third case of a kezayis machar, kezayis outside of its place. For Savar, Levi thought, the D Dafka, my version of the Mishnah, that the machlokes in Rebbe Huda and the Chachamim is only in one case, that's Dafka, they do Erev Machshava Savi. But the other case, right, in the other version, is when there's like an Erev Machshavos, even according to Behuda. And my chavirim have made a mistake. They made a mistake when they put in the Mishnah. Odelma did two dafka, or maybe no, theirs was dafka. Well, did he shiri mishayle? Maybe by me, I left out some of the case. And therefore, another question came about the third case. And with the shayle, the did he? Since Rebbe left out this case when teaching the Mishnah to me, Shir Lahula did hu nami bahach. When teaching the Mishnah to them, he also left something out in that third case in which both intents are for the same kezayis. May the Machlokas is in that case also, and Rebbe Huda holds that even in that case it's going to be pigle. So that's what Rebbe says. Levi asked a great question based off the version of the Mishnah that he learned. Fascinating idea. Now, which one of the versions did Levi actually learn? The highest ayo. Which case did Rebbe teach Levi? Either because I ukizayis esniye halav shiuru. That's not. There's nothing left out. If you're going to say when the other vav is there, because I ukizayis, and you want to say that Rebbe is going to hold that two intents are considered separate, and we give, you know, toughest lashon rishon even when there's a connecting word, so then obviously when there's no connecting word, Ella kezayis kezayis, it must be a ton of kezayis kezayis, but it didn't teach him about what happens if it says u kezayis. Based on what he was taught, Levi wasn't able to learn out where Yehuda would hold in the case where he used the and u kezayis, and that was his question. In fact, the Gemara v'tibayle kezayis u kezayis, Levi should have then asked Rebbe directly about the case, say kezayis u kezayis, since that's what his question was. Why does he go out of his like a whole circle way of saying a kezayis tomorrow outside of its place? Just say kezayis u kezayis. No, Savar, he held. He buy me the chad. I'm going to ask him one question. The shaman atarti is going to hear two questions from it. So, therefore, think about a case of a kezayis is tomorrow and outside its place. The buy me the kezayis to kezayis. If I ask about kezayis u kezayis, then it's not going to be clear. Right, a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis out of its place. Not going to be guaranteed of learning Rebbe Yehuda's opinion about a case of a kezayis tomorrow outside its place, because hanicha iamar liklala, it will work if he answers me that Rebbe Yehuda considers a statement of a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis outside of its place to be inclusive type of statement that's that has two different machshavas. Kol shekein k'sayis l'machah b'chutz. Eliyahu amar li prata, but if he answers me, that the statement of a k'sayis tomorrow and k'sayis have its place as two separate expressions, the Yehuda holds that we are tofas l'shem rishon, hakata k'sayis l'machah b'chutz kami b'alei. I'm still going to be left with the question about if they say a k'sayis l'machah b'chutz. And therefore, I'm going to ask him about the later case. Whenever he answers me, I'll be able to understand the previous case also. Says Gemara, Ihachi. If that's true, Hashtanami. Hatinuch, right? So then, now also that Levi asked about the latter case, you should have been faced with the same issue. Hatinuch, Yomarlei, Kizais Lamachamachutz Prata, Kolchkin, Kizais Ukizais, Eliyomarlei, Klala, if you'd answer him, it's an inclusive expression. Then he's going to have to ask about that also. So how has he helped? Now, M. Cain, if it's really true that the statement of a kezayis lomach and a kezayis outside its place is one inclusive expression, then Mirtas Rasach Rabbi is going to get angry for asking something. He's going to get angry for me asking this question. Why? Beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Hashta kezayis ukezayis klala. If even the statement of an olive's of a kezayis tomorrow, and an olive, a kezayis outside of its place is considered like a klal, an inclusive expression, as you should have learned that from the fact that I didn't teach you the machlokas in reference to the statement, kezayis l'machah b'chutz, mibayi. Will there even be a question about a kezayis tomorrow outside? But Levi thought to himself that if Rebbe answers calmly that when it says a kezayis tomorrow outside its place is referenced as a klal, then I'm going to know that my question was a good question. And it'll be clear that the other version of the Mishnah is the correct one. The statement of a kezayis, etc., the kezayis tomorrow, kezayis out of its place, is two separate statements. So Levi was going to find out the answer to both questions, no matter how Rebbe would have answered him. That's some smart thinking there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.